Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific time, for the Living with Freedom show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We are hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That part is for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and income poops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brand and then said something mean about him on spy book. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually, but for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps that do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you dolts and something that cares who will let us get away with it.
Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireza. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
We'll be right back. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Monday, so TGIM, everyone. Another broadcasting week is starting for us today. Christina is our usual Monday co-host. She'll be on in just a second here. And then if you out there in Radio Land have anything you want to share tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into tonight's conversation. So, all right. Harry, you're not making this easy for me here. So, Christina is in. Christina, welcome in. I don't have access to my keyboard right this second because my cat is sitting on it.
That's a good excuse. That's an okay one. So.
Well, he has his own chair and he has a desk he can sit on, but he has to sit on the keyboard when I'm working.
That's funny. Maybe he's trying to tell us something. Anyway. How
are
you?
Guest, but that's going to have to be rescheduled for a week or two.
Oh, what happened?
Just our guest is not available, so
okay.
he'll be back. One of my fellow comedian friends. I don't know if you met him. His name's Hairpin. You may have talked to him once. He comes on about once a year.
Okay, I don't know that I've spoken with you guys yet. I don't remember, because I think you've had, what have you had, 3 or 4 guests on with me, I think.
Yeah, I'm doing 4 in that department.
So, goodness, what a world, huh?
So what did you want to start with tonight?
Better and better. should we start with... talking about the House of Clowns. I mean,
I don't know
honestly,
the latest on that. Are they voting tomorrow to see who their candidate is so that person can fail?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, who was it? What was the guy's name that's responsible for all of this?
Oh, Matt Gaetz.
I mean. Yeah.
But the more I look at it, the more I'm in favor of this. I just wish that the Republicans, the patriot types, owned it. And they just said, look, the rhinos don't want anybody because they want to keep spending the way it is. So until they come correct, we'll have no house. I promise you those people would have eventually turned around because it would have been blamed on them.
No, it's true. It is. They are to blame, the rhinos. I mean,
right.
This is ridiculous. I mean, I think Jim Jordan would have been great.
Oh, I know he would have been. And that's the thing, is that he would have been great, so therefore the rhinos would have no interest whatsoever.
True.
The rhinos are not interested in winning. All they care about is how their pockets are getting lined up. And they've had, there was video of a couple of them at a Democrat fundraising party where they were at the bowling alley at the White House on the night before a vote. And then they mysteriously voted for Lee Zeldin or something that wasn't even on the ballot.
Oh, geez. Yeah,
that's
no,
how it works.
They
could have just said we don't want a patriot type because we like our special interests. They could have just said that.
Yeah. No, the cowards don't, you know, tell the truth. So, unfortunately. So, be
well,
nice
I'm okay
to
with not having a – maybe I'm in the minority. I don't care if we have no Congress anymore.
Well,
I'd rather have
no
Congress than bad leadership.
that's a good point. That's a great point. Yeah. Very, very true. So I just, I mean, the only real big negative I see with it is, you know, I was watching Steve Dace and that the guy that put out the guy that has all the footage from January 6th that has literally all of it, you know.
Yeah.
So they released a little bit of it, but until McCarthy was about to okay, you know, the releasing of the rest of it, and because, I mean, this whole thing is just, it's just crazy the way that it's set up. I don't understand it because he cannot show the rest of that footage until the House Speaker once again either reviews it or announces it or something. I mean, it's ridiculous. Sitting in jail, he said, the guy literally said that there is information on those videos that will prove the innocence of many of those people being held in there. So there are people sitting in there rotting in prison that are absolutely innocent, and these videos will prove it. Now, how is that at all, like, legal?
Well, they figure, well, it's not me. It's not me personally in prison, so it's okay.
Oh, I mean, this country is messed up right now. I mean, honestly, we just, yeah, need to do a cleansing of the whole freaking government. Say, oh, reboot time, you know. Everyone has to go and put in all new people. Oh, make some changes while we're at it. Get rid of both parties. No two-party politics anymore. So it's just a mess. I mean, you know, and the psyop of the war and just, I mean, it's just insane. I mean, Corbett mentioned, he did a little video on, and you know, I don't know that I realized this. I mean, I remember, you remember Jessica Lynch, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I didn't realize that a lot of that was like a false story as far as how everything went down. So just like George Floyd, I mean, most people have no clue about the truth of what went on with both of those. I mean, you know, George Floyd, they've proved, the pathologist proved that he had no damage to his neck and that he did not die, you know, from the pressure on his neck. He died from, I think, the drugs in his system. I think he had fentanyl in him.
Right, exactly. And
I
now
mean,
that's
it's,
come out, but it's nobody cares.
No, I mean, I was listening to Tucker talk to the dark-skinned gentleman about it, and, you know, it's true, everything he said. So trying to remember what he said that BLM should stand for. Something looters and murderers. What was the first? What was B?
Oh, I saw that remember. Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah, I did
good,
play that
but,
clip, actually.
Yeah, it was good. But I don't know. I try not to worry about it because there's nothing we can do, but I really don't like that there's, you know, two of our ships at sea with so many soldiers on them over there where they are. I mean, I don't know. I think we should just bring them back over here and almost just let them go at it over there. It's just, I, once again, it's just the people, the poor people over there, the civilians that are, you know, the ones that are being destroyed. It's like, when are these soldiers going to turn around and say, nope, stop. It's time we go after the leaders. Let's go get the leaders, you know, capture them, take them all, like I said, to an island somewhere. We need to come up with a really good name for this island and put all these degenerate power warmongering leaders on it and then let them battle for themselves. But the soldiers and so many of the people fighting these wars, they're so brainwashed, you know, from such a young age to think this is, that they're all in the right. But I don't know. I mean, I'd love to sit down with several different military branches and the members of them, the soldiers of them, and really talk to them and, you know, and try to find out. It's like, wouldn't, you know, no, nobody really wants to go to war, do they? I mean, well, I guess there are some with that mentality, but I don't know. But then I was listening to Patrick, that David, and oh my goodness. So he had two Christians on there, and he had two Muslims. And these, the Muslims were very, they were like, you know, very calm, and they weren't the violent type Muslims, you know what I mean? They were all trying to have a civil discussion, but, oh, it's very difficult for that to even happen. And he was, you know, Patrick's pretty good at being the truth type person, but I don't know, that one was tough to listen to, and it's like, when is everyone going to realize that all these, I don't know if I want to say ideologies, but everything depends on how you're raised and what you're exposed to. And the word grace is so important because, you know, and I don't know, I wonder if other cultures they have a word that's comparable to like our word of like grace, because, you know, and to me, grace is how we realize and accept that just because we believe something is right doesn't mean the same for everyone else. You know, you have to be accepting of other things. And I don't know. It's just hard for me to understand why more people don't naturally have a desire in their heart to just want peace and just want everyone to, you know, live in a peaceful way on this earth and get along and be kind and share everything. No, I just don't get it. Just don't get it. So I guess it depends on how much of their heart is God. Who knows? Who knows? But I just am longing for better days in this world, that's for sure. But I'm afraid it might be a while. So how are things with you? Everything going okay?
Yeah, I wish I had exciting stuff to report on that, but I don't.
Well, I don't know that I have exciting, but I have so many things going on. You know, you too. We're both, at least we have enough to keep us busy. But no, I had a good weekend with, I got to go spend the weekend with
the love bugs, my grandbabies. So that was fun. And then
there was a flat Earth convention in town that I didn't go to.
Oh, really? That would have been interesting. Yeah,
Does that shock you that I had no interest in going?
Well, I don't. You're not a flat earther, right?
No.
I didn't think so.
The way I look at it, though, Christina, is that the Earth isn't flat, and I don't think the Earth is round. I think it's a rock like everything else, and rocks don't really have a specific shape. They are however they come.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the Earth is lumpy. So I get that. I could consider being a rock. But, yeah, I mean, so much of what we see these days or what we've seen throughout history, it's hard to believe any of it. We're lied to so much. I mean, and now with this AI stuff, I mean, just like that, what was it they were saying about the draft or something, and it was AI, it wasn't true.
Oh, that's
right?
that's something I was going to bring up, speaking of a potential draft.
Yeah.
And I started another cartoon, just a hint, but I didn't finish it. But they now say that if you were a trans woman, if you are born a man and you're now a trans woman, you are still eligible for the draft.
Oh, I did see that. I'm like, that is, I mean, that's very interesting, eh? You know, I guess they're going to do that because that would be a too easy of a way for men to get out of being drafted. But I don't think of the draft.
Yeah, but remember, they said that if you're trans, that you will never have to go to frontline infantry.
Really?
So I don't know how many people are just going to work in the kitchen or something.
Jeez. And then what was it? Freaking Klaus Swastika Schwab said something about that the U.S. men and women should be drafted for... I'm like, guy, it's just wacko. I mean... In 1971, I guess he just decided that he was going to take over the world. I mean, he's just crazy. I mean, it cracks me up. He's hard to look at. He's especially hard to listen to. But boy, I mean, to think they've been, I mean, it's been, what, 52 years? That organization, that's how old it is, I guess. Oh, just goes to show you that what money can buy. But he...
Well, in all reality, he's not our president. He's not a leader of anything. He just...
No.
He just runs economic policy that nobody wants.
Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, I wonder if he really believes that all this stuff, you know, that he wants is going to happen. I mean, do you think he truly believes it?
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder how many times he visited the United States. Seriously, has he ever been over here?
Well, he could have been. I don't know.
Now that I think about that, it's like, I really wonder. Because I don't think he would be a very popular person over here. The more and more that people find out, you know, who he is in the World Economic Forum, yeah, this country's not going to welcome him too much. So.
No, but he's gay, so it's okay.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I still, some of the pictures I've seen of him in that, what was he, bicycling or something in the nude, or just walking?
I don't know.
And some kind of parade or something. I don't remember what it was, but...
not good for him, I guess.
Not good for everyone else. That was pretty grotesque. So did Trump get fined? Did he really get fined $5,000 for a media post about the judge? Did you hear anything about that?
Oh, I heard of it, but I really didn't pay attention to it because I don't follow that mess.
Yeah, supposedly he got fined $5,000 for it, and two of his former lawyers have basically rolled over. They're getting ready to testify, but I don't think it'll go anywhere. Who knows? But no, the one thing I did want to talk about, did you hear about? Did we mention the lithium thing last week about how they found a big deposit here in the United States?
No, I didn't.
Have you not heard it? Supposedly, they found one of the possibly the largest deposits of lithium right here in the United States. And it's they think it's possibly 120 million tons, and it's on the border of Nevada and Oregon, so it's not far from you. And
no, I know where it is.
Oh, okay.
That's the area that Lavoie Finicum was killed at, and also where a certain former Democrat female presidential candidate sold a lot of Uranium One to, or a lot of uranium to Uranium One.
Really?
Hmm. Yes.
So it says it's in the McDermott caldera, and it's an ancient volcanic crater. So is that what you're talking about?
It's in that same area. It might not be exactly the same spot.
Okay. But that could change things drastically. So. I mean, and if it's the case, I mean, I don't know. I guess that would be kind of selfish with the rest of the world. But at some point, you know what? The United States have to start taking care of the United States. I mean, I'm sorry, but we can't freaking take care of the world, especially when I feel that. Now, don't get me wrong. I know that there are a lot of, you know, wrong things going on with many of the people in the government that are making things happen in other countries. You know, I know that they're not everything good coming from the United States. But at the same time, I do feel like we try to take care of the rest of the world, but then everybody else kind of seems like they shun us. You know what I mean? Or they
we just fund everything because that means that the money can get funneled back to the Democrat Party. So it's a two-tiered approach. It looks good,
yeah.
And it funds the Democrats. So the more money that goes out, the better.
True. This is true. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to think anymore, but I just, you know, as far as our economy, it's ridiculous. I mean, we've got gas here. We have oil. We could be using for ourselves, for this country. I mean, we have all these resources here. There's no reason that we can't pretty much be self-sufficient in most everything in this country. You know, we could be the absolute strongest country in the world if we just went back to quality and morals and you know, bringing everything back to the United States, bring our military home, like Kay said, RFK Jr., you know, bring them home. Make the United States, make our borders, make our country strong. Stop putting them all around the world and weakening us here, but keep the money at home. Build new businesses here, you know, make everything here. It's just, it's nonsense. It's just
right,
such
folks,
bad.
When you have people that are Chinese agents and we're basically set
That's
up
true.
to not do anything so China can take it over with full resources.
That's
we're
true.
We're set up to fail this war. There's no way that we're going to win this war.
Well, no. And that's,
against
that's,
Russia,
you know,
China, Iran, and America
exactly.
at the same time?
Exactly. That's what they're doing. They're trying to string us out all over the freaking place. Yeah, we can't take on the whole flipping world. I mean, I know we're big. You know, I know, but no.
Including our own citizens?
That.
Yeah, they want to go to war with their own citizens.
Yeah. I know. Very true. Did you see, though, was it, what is the, Huckabee, is that her name? The one that,
Huckabee Sanders, passed? Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome what she did. So they're basically taking back the land somehow that
yeah.
they purchased or something? I mean, that's fantastic. I wish more would take her lead. That's for sure. But I just really wonder, because I know it's big. I mean, I know there's obviously some Asians in this country that mean no harm, and they are, you know, they are here for the American dream, and they like America, and, you know, they're just, they're here to live here as Americans. But I also know that there's a lot of them that are here to try to, yeah, do everything they can to take over America. And I wish there were some way that this could be known, you know? Surely there's got to be. I mean, our government, we're doing the correct thing. This would be information they should already have. I mean, don't you think? That's something they could absolutely keep track of, and no, I would think.
Yeah, but they know what they're doing. You know, nobody is this wrong by accident.
Oh, yeah, no. Where we're at right now, the level of corruption, the, you know, where our economy is, everything, no, yeah, this is absolutely all done on purpose. I mean, that's for sure. I mean, there's just no way we're not this stupid. So. I absolutely agree.
Hey, speaking of Klaus Schwab a moment ago, I'm going to break protocol here. I'm going to play a parody.
Okay.
It's not loaded in the queue, so I'm going to have to play it off my computer. This is Klaus Schwab singing about owns nothing. It's just a minute and a few seconds.
Okay.
Hold on, I gotta get rid of this commercial first.
Okay.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to hear it in your pot. You know nothing. And be happy. I got no cash. I got no car. But 24 booster shots in your arm, oh nothing. Be happy. You can't even buy shit in that store because of your low social credit score. Oh, nothing. Be happy. Oh, nothing. And be happy. Be happy and eat your butts.
I thought you might like that.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Wowsy McSchwabin. That's good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. What else was I going to bring up? So, what I was listening to, Patrick David, and he had the, you know, the Muslims and the Christians on there discussing things. They brought up the fact that, and this is, I had never really stopped to think about this before, but so, like, they were talking about how Christian families, and I mean, I don't know that this is true for everyone, because they were talking about how it seems like Christian populations that they aren't having as many children, and yet
that's true.
Like Muslim populations, they said that they
right.
have like an average of like 5 kids, which is
yeah.
crazy. But at the same time, you know, there's a population of people in this country who they don't, like, they're not known. Like, they live quietly, and they are Christian, and they have, like, 10 kids. You know what I mean? So now I don't know how prevalent that is throughout our country, but I mean, I know 2 families here in Cape Girardeau that, you know, they have farms, they grow a lot of their own food, and they're Christian, and one of, you know, they have like, they each have 10 kids. So I think.
Yeah, but they don't use a lot of social media.
Yeah.
They're not out there trying to date all the time.
Yeah. That's true. So, but it's, yeah, as far as Muslim and Islam and all that stuff goes, I think just like, you know, I think there's several different, because they were talking about how they said that there would be 73 different types of Muslims, and only one of them would be like the right one, and the rest of them, you know, that's what I'm saying. There's just so many different ideologies in all these different religions. So who knows? But I don't, I just know that some of the practices of some countries of, you know, how they do things, and it's like, yeah, no. You know, when you teach a young child at 2 and 3 years old how to cut the head off something, that's, there's nothing good about that and how they treat women. It's just crazy. So, but unfortunately, we are all limited in what we are exposed to in life.
And they got all the college kids thinking that the LGBT for Palestine. And their response is, well, Trump supports Israel, so we have to support whoever's on the other side.
Yeah, good luck.
Even if that means killing us. It's them
yeah.
killing us is still better than having Trump.
Yeah. You know what? They're probably that naive thinking, oh,
that they'll be able to change
us.
Islam's mind.
You know, yeah. yeah. Yeah.
All they have to do is see me in a beard and mustache and a dress, and they'll be like, oh, It's just sapphire. It's cool.
Yeah. Oh, if they only knew. If they only knew. So, Obama might be in trouble, eh?
I doubt that.
So I haven't looked in to see what they've actually found, but something about
they got actual payments to the Bidens. They got the checks. They got copies of the checks. Nothing's going to happen.
That's true.
If that's not evidence that something happened, I don't know what is considered evidence.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I have to believe that in the background somewhere that they've got all of this information and they're just like continuing to keep it quiet about doing something about it until they have all of it, and then they're just going to come out and be able to just wipe them all out. That's a pleasant thought, but I don't know. It's like, you know, we kind of need to do something now before anything else any more destruction happens. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how much more they think we can handle. But I still look at Hawaii. I mean,
most people forgot about Hawaii already.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, it's like it's never spoken about. The media. Of course, though, and this is how we know that this war is a psyop. I mean, because look at it. It's taking the attention off everything real.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know the thing in Hawaii was real. And, you know, and the Biden thing going on with them now that they're caught, we know that that's real. So they had to do something.
But look at this, though, Christina, that they're trying to get an aid package for Israel. Meanwhile, they're executive ordering billions of dollars to Iran.
And then I just heard Israel say that they would literally blow Iran off. Did you hear that? I'm like, oh boy.
I've heard talk. I don't know how much of it I believe. I know a lot of it's talk, but still. They're right there. It's a border war. You're never going to fix that. You're not going to fix a war that's been going on since the beginning of time.
No, exactly. Exactly.
But,
I mean,
for a biblical prophecy, whoever solves that war, remember, and this is what I think. I don't think we're going to have a serious war. I think it's going to get very scary looking. And then whoever whoever Satan is going to come up and broker a peace deal so that you'll have 7 years of peace, and then halfway in that will be it'll be reneged and it'll be the worst thing on earth.
Yeah. I was trying to remember, because someone else was talking about the 7 years. And I'm trying to remember if they thought that it had already started.
No, there's nobody that came up and brokered a peace deal, so I don't think that happened. But I think with the way World War III can set up, and if you want to use Iran versus Israel as the scapegoat, whoever brokers a peace deal would be heavily looked at, especially if it's for 7 years.
I gotcha. Yeah, I mean, it just, and once again, this is where, you know, unless you really, really dig into it and you, with an open mind, look on both sides of it, and you know, it's true. There are I mean, these wars, like I said, you know, there's the Palestinians and the Israelites, these people, just the people in general, they want to all get along. But the fact of how the governments have been set up and how they have placed the Palestinians in these little areas to live in and the conditions that they live in, I mean, it's crazy. A lot of it doesn't make any sense. And I mean, I can sort of understand. I mean, I take that back. I don't understand what Hamas did, which I mean, I know, who knows? I don't know how much, like, of it was factual. I know they did kill women and children and all this, but at the same time, Israel then taking revenge and going over there killing their children and women, you know, that's not the way to fix it. I mean, the mentality of how they think that war is the answer to these things, it's not. I mean, don't they get that? What I don't understand.
Well, prefer the war because that gets rid of people and it creates a world crisis. So they can institute a lot of things. So for them, it makes sense. For the 1%, it makes sense because they're not losing anybody. Nobody's going to go to Bill Gates' house and bomb that in a war.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
Bill Gates' house is more secure than any Air Force base in the United States.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. Point, yeah. Yeah, these the leaders calling the shots, they don't have to put their lives at risk. They just put everybody else's at risk. So.
Yeah, Brandon's life isn't in danger.
No, not at all.
Yeah, if it is, they got a clone of him anyway, right?
Yeah. They still have more work for him to do as a puppet. So, what else was I going to talk about? Oh, I was watching Vegan Health or Vegan Health, like an American name, but anyway, he had a little bit of a clip about, it was the UK Parliament meeting to talk about things again, and there was a gentleman that brought up once again in the Parliament, and they actually gave him a few minutes to bring it up and talk about it, and he brought it up the part about how the excess deaths, and once again about how it had gone up like 30% and that it was striking down people in the prime of their lives. You know, this is just like it's happening over here. People in their 40s and their 50s, just, you know, and, you know, he said, you know, we really need to discuss this. And I mean, it just blows your mind. Their response, once again, they pretty much just blew him off. She responded, but she was like, oh, but it's due to this and that. And I mean, it is just appalling at how ignorant these people are. I mean, I don't know. It's just so hard for me to grasp. But, you know, they're still ignoring the excess deaths in every country. And people still just line right up for those new injections, although Pfizer is losing money, which is so funny. I mean, I'm sure they still make plenty.
I don't know if you know this or not, but all the like Apple, Google, Microsoft, they're all cutting ties with all the mainstream media news. And they're going to have their own news platforms, so they'll be able to control and censor everything that goes out. So let's just think, Google and Apple will have their own news channels.
Oh, good grief. And people will watch them. No doubt.
I guess.
Boy, oh boy. Did you see, though, where, hold on, let me find it. Florida, where did I just see that? Florida, where are you? If I looked it up. I think I saved it, hopefully. Right here. So Florida State Surgeon General issued new guidance for the recently approved COVID boosters.
Oh.
So, and I think literally this might be the only state to do this. And they basically said that based on the high rate of global immunity and currently available data, the state surgeon general recommends against the COVID-19 booster for individuals under 65. And then it goes on to say individuals 65 and older should discuss this information with their healthcare provider, including potential concerns outlined in this guidance. And then they go down and
like,
you know,
a doctor
site.
Is going to tell their patient to not take it.
Yeah, exactly. But at least they list them. So basically they're giving people the information saying, you know, if you're considering this, if you're 65 and older and considering the shot, you need to discuss these things with your doctor. And it's saying that studies across geographic regions have found that the injection was associated with negative effectiveness after 4 to 6 months. As efficacy waned, studies showed that the injected individuals developed an increased risk of infection. And this is not found in other vaccines, which, you know, I'm so sick of them calling it a freaking vaccine. It's not a vaccine, of course, because
right.
other vaccines
it's a gene
don't
therapy,
do this.
Right.
Yeah. So it does go on to talk about the myocarditis, you know, the cardiovascular conditions. So and then they said, once again, the federal government is failing Americans by refusing to be honest about the risk and not providing sufficient clinical evidence when it comes to the gene therapy shots, especially with how widespread immunity is now, said Surgeon General Joseph Lodapo. In Florida, we always use common sense and protect the rights and liberties of Floridians, including the right to accurate information. So, I mean, I love that they're doing that. It's crazy that it's just like, I mean, I haven't heard of any other state doing that. So, just wish more would hop on that wagon, that's for sure.
Well, remember that's where all the Democrats say that the racists live, because you don't agree with the Democrat Party.
Yeah, this is true.
So I want to play the latest Mr. Broccoli.
Okay, yep. I got it ready.
So in this one, the wiretap attempts to round up non-Democrats. So you want me to do it now? You want me to wait a second?
No, I'm ready. Got it ready
right.
to go.
So I'll count down. 3, 2, 1, action.
another day of work. Someone has to clean up these streets of human smuggling.
Hold it right there, green dude. You ain't arresting no one no way, sir. The only person getting arrested today is you. You will hereby listen to all the words as coming out of my vocal cords today, green dude.
This is getting boring and old, wiretap.
We found a liberal judge that has agreed to charge you the maximum penalty. He graduated from Harvard and accepted cash payments from the Democrat Party. We found our huckleberry, sir. This judge said he straight up hates Trump supporters.
I don't think that is very legal.
We have breaking news, sir. It does not matter if you think it is legal or not. All that matters is that we are going to round up all you Trump supporters before the 2024 election so we can secure a win for the Democrat Party.
How in the world will you be doing this? The United States is already funding war in Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
Don't you worry about the money, sir. Even Janet Yellen said we have the right to print as much money as we need to fund as many wars as we want. The United States taxpayer will pay for it all.
I don't think they are interested.
Don't you worry about that, sir. Anyone who is against paying their fair share will be joining you in those FEMA camps that do not exist. This means that only Democrat voters will be easy left to vote for the Democrat president. Because them something duckers will know ahead of time if they are caught voting for Trump, they will also go to that FEMA camp that absolutely positive does not exist.
So, you will arrest about two-thirds of the population. Then who is left to fight the war?
We will be busy having a draft, sir.
But all you will have are Democrats who have never held a gun and believe guns are illegal.
That is correct, sir.
So you will only have trans people in the military?
For the most part. Yes, sir, that is correct.
But the U.S. military signed into law that if you are a trans person, you will never ever have to report for duty in any way.
Once again, correct, sir. Your point.
Then how are you going to win a world war against every country with no military?
A green dude, we do not expect to win. We expect all those something luck heirs to die, sir. It is a job to hand the keys to filthy United States over to China so China can control a new world order. We need a one world government.
Why do you globalists like Democrat voters so much?
Very simple, sir. You remember George Floyd, right? He was a black Democrat icon.
He was a drug addict that died of fentanyl overdose.
Not according to Democrats. He is now so beloved that we totally changed the narrative, sir.
I don't understand.
Of course you'll not understand, sir. You have an IQ with higher than a trained seal. George Floyd is now a political icon for the Democrat Party. George Floyd was poor, black, not working, and was being oppressed by the police. He had a very low IQ and had a lengthy drug record and prison sheet. He represents the exact voting demographic we need to get a presidential candidate in charge so we can have our communism up in this bias niche. Why else do you think all the people that still wear scams on their face all vote Democrat? They have accepted Democrat communism as a way of life. Anyone who is wearing a scam today will 100% line up to get a microchip when they are told to.
I don't think taking advantage of people is a strength of a good nation.
We do not want a good nation, sir. We want a one world order, sir. It is not about being good. It is not about being strong. It is about being compliant so we can have a one world government in process over the next several years. And all we have to do is blame the Jews so all you lemmings will pick a side and start a fresh race war. Ain't it funky, brother?
I am not for a one world government.
I am for a one world government, sir. Which is why you are being arrested. One charge of being a Trump supporter, one count of being a bias Mitch. And of course one charge of not putting a bloody scam on that face. Of course, we can bring this to a lesser charge if you do wish to accept the Lysnicka Freedom Microchip. If you can help us with a series of adverts on the tube, we can possibly knock this charge down quite a bit. We only have use for you if you vote for Brandon, the Kuskler, or Michael Robinson or Obama. Michael Robinson or Obama is a very nice lady. The way they sloshed on the Ellen show is the hottest thing I has even seen on a smell of vision.
That's gonna be a no for me, dog. No means no.
That's finna be is a yes for me, dog. Yes means yes. We will need you to first say hibby hibby insert my chippy. This will give us direct evidence that you have accepted the mark of the beast. It will be the size of a grain of rice being inserted into your arm. If you can do this at the local drag queen storytime show, it will give G-Lobalus an even better social credit score. It will also mean that we shall give you better bugs to eat when Klaus Schwab mails you bugs. Remember, in the New World Order you will eat bugs, and owns nothing.
I don't think that is going to work.
I think that is going to work.
Hey everyone. Now you all know the truth about why they are going to treat non-democrat voters just like how Germany treated the Jews in 1940. Educate yourself. Stop voting for communists. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to know about. Please go to freedomizerradio.com and click listen live. Also check the schedule for all the other great shows on the network. freedomizerradio.com.
I would recommend not doing any such thing. You must not listen to any radio show that we have not sanctioned personally. You getting educated ruins a crime syndicate. You need to quit beating a whack MC, sir.
Well, that is exactly the point. I hate the New World Order and will never comply. I also tell everyone to even check out idnotcomply.org.
Well, how about you look me in the kumquats and say that again right to my ice cream cone?
And I will not say hibby hibby anything ever in my life.
Excuse me, sir. That is hibby hibby insert my chippy. Once you say it, we will have evidence in a court of law that you agreed, sir.
How about no, I will never.
Let's get physical, green dude. Physical. I want to get physical. Let's get into physical. Let me hear your body talk. Body talk.
That was whack.
You know what else is whack, sir. You still having your garments on your person. I need those dungarees, that blouse, and your underoos right here next to my person so I can inspect your ice cream cone and your kumquats for any gas-powered engines inside your junk. Then I need to get the giant Q-tips from the American Gladiator show so I can get an anal swab of your rumpus, sir. We do not want you to give anyone COVID while you are inside the local FEMA camp. That which we already is stable, if that FEMA camps have never ever existed and are not being planned to ever exist. If you believe there are FEMA camps, then we have to round you up and take you directly to the FEMA camp.
Alright, so I hope that was okay.
That was good, yeah. I look
what?
Forward to the day when Broccoli Man kicks him in his kumquat. Jeez.
Yeah, well, the way their cartoon program is set up, there's no putting any hands on anybody and no kicking, so that's what I get.
I know. I know. That's good. Good to be peaceful. So.
They're trying to bring him to a camp that doesn't exist.
Talking about transgenders, did I leave up that story? So, did you hear about the two far-left trans non-binary activists who were literally trans? They were substitute teachers. Isn't that wonderful? So they worked as special education teachers.
in Tennessee, and they were caught by police for alleged sex crimes. They allegedly ran a prostitution business and were found with illegal firearm and drug paraphernalia. And these people are in our kids' schools. I mean, this is just insane. If you go see them, the post that's on Twitter, it shows pictures. It's clearly two flipping males that, I mean, it's just, I at least I think, I don't, honestly, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe the one looks like it was a woman that had her tatas cut off. It's just sickening. I mean, it's really disgusting. There are pictures and everything on here, but it is just never ending with the level of immoral. I mean, it's way beyond even immoral. I mean, these are like just sexual deviants. They're perverts. They're probably pedophiles. I mean, it's just crazy. And we're just, right now we're not doing much of anything about it. I mean, I tell you what's going to happen is when these kind of people start placing themselves in these smaller towns and communities like this around here, I got news for them. If the law doesn't take it seriously, there will be parents that will take it into their own hands. And, I can't say that I will blame them, because it's time for something to happen. We can't just keep, allowing this stuff to go on with no consequences. But at least
the people that will want to do something about it, those will be considered the right-wing extremists.
Oh, sure. But I think these two actually, I believe they were arrested because they actually, caught them in a sex ring or something. So, but it just, I just worry so much for the kids these days. They're really going to have to be protected. But I also think, and I don't know, I don't know what this area is where they were caught. It says in Hamco schools in Tennessee. I don't know. I don't know where that is. I'd have to look it up. But I hope that that's not a common thing. That's for sure. Did you, that video, did you listen to the video I sent you of RFK Jr. talking about guns?
Yeah, it's in my queue.
So I'm glad I found that, because that made me feel better. So obviously they, early on in the COVID psyop, he literally was, censored big time very quickly, because they didn't want obviously anybody hearing the truth. But his personal site was on YouTube was censored, but he's got another one if anybody wants to listen to him. It's just, I think it's under Robert F. Kennedy team, I believe, or something like that. Where did I see it? I don't know why. I put this thing in alphabetical order, and then for some reason, it's still not in alphabetical order. What the heck? Where did you go? There it is. Okay. Yeah. Why is it in the T's? But anyway, his new channel is Oh, I see why. Okay, because it's the channel is Team Kennedy. Okay, Team Kennedy 24 is what his new YouTube channel is under. So it's under Team Kennedy, okay. But he's got a lot of great videos on here, and, you know, people can go on there and really see. I mean, he just puts it all out there. So it's good to see everything he's saying, and I don't know. There's not a whole lot I disagree with him about. And, you know, I like the fact that he does care about the environment, but he is aimed more at actually doing things like with the chemicals and stuff like that that are actually the things that need to be addressed. So he's not like the green agenda thing. He just, you know, for years he's been trying to protect children. So I think it's, like I said, there's nothing that could make a bigger statement in this country than for an independent to win. I mean, that would be, if that could happen, I literally think that that could change the direction of this country. I think it would provide a level of, you know, I think it would inspire people and just bring forth a whole new level of motivation and I don't know, and good. It just, I still often wonder if, to these days, I always think about, you know, why hasn't there been a, well, and I think maybe I've said this before and you said because nobody would really watch it. You know, don't people want to see good news? Or do they not? Or do people really just want to see all this bad stuff?
I'm trying to understand the question. I'm sorry.
So I've often said there, you know, when people watch the news, especially these people that I guess they need attention and, you know, have to act out in some way. So they see the news and they see people doing these bad things and they see them getting notoriety and, you know, they're getting presented on these public media channels. So it makes them, I think, in one sense, that motivates them to want to go do bad things so that I can get attention on, you know, these stations. So what I'm saying is if there was a good news, like, channel or news media, if they just presented good things, not the negative things that goes on in the world, but presented all the good things that go on in the world, maybe that could motivate people to do good things, you know? I don't know. But do you think people would watch a news station that was literally just about good news, that just presented good things and not the negative things? Or do you think people prefer to watch all the negative things going on in the world? That was the question. It was like, do you think people would watch a news channel about good things instead of the negative things?
No, the more negative, the better.
Yep. I don't know. I guess I'm in the 15th percentile most of the time. So that's okay. That's all right. So we got to be careful, though, telling our kids these days, it's good to be different. I don't know if that's a good thing to say anymore. But if the transgender thing
I don't mind
going on,
saying it every show. I'm not voting for Robert Kennedy over a few
issues. I'm a Trump person.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
See, I just think that the Brandon people are just going to vote for Brandon. The Robert Kennedy is going to affect Trump more than he will Brandon. Because that video that you saw with Tucker Carlson that I'll play in a few minutes where they lift George Floyd up as a hero now,
yeah.
That base ain't going anywhere.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I think Kennedy will take a lot of votes away from Brandon.
But not enough.
I really do because I think there's enough people that, you know, his ratings are dropping. And so there's enough people that do not want Biden to be the president, but they do not want to vote for Trump. So if they have another option.
I don't think people, the average person doesn't even know. You're going to think I'm crazy, but the average person has no clue who Robert F. Kennedy is.
Well, I know. I mean, I know there's a lot of, but there's a lot of people that do. Like I said, there's a lot of us.
Yeah, the lower information, the better. But if for every 10 people that are going to vote for Kennedy, 3 would have voted for Brandon and 7 would have voted for Trump.
Yeah. Well, I guess.
Yeah, face it, the Brandon crowd, their mission is to vote Democrat. People are like the ones that you think might have figured it out. They don't know about any third parties, and they probably don't even know John F. Kennedy was a president. And they probably don't know who Robert F. Kennedy's father was. But those people, they're going to say, I don't like Brandon. I'm just going to vote for Trump because that's all they know.
Well, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, you might think that people are educated, but they're not. And that's
well,
what the Democrat Party loves about them is that they refuse to be educated. The Democrats that are still wearing their scams and at the end of October in 2023, I promise you 100% of those people, if they came out tomorrow and said everybody has to get a microchip, those people that are still scam wearing, they'll be the first in line.
Yeah.
They
very
are
true.
They are whipped. They're compliant. And that's what the Democrat Party wants. You don't ask questions. You just do what you're told.
This is true. I agree
so
that
I
a lot of
them. I want to play the Tucker Carlson clip, actually.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find it in my stuff here. All right. I got a minute that's still thinking here. I have to refresh my screen. All right. Here we go. Tucker Carlson had a big episode over the weekend talking about how the George Floyd story was a lie.
Now that we know that it was not, in fact, a pandemic of the unvaccinated, now that we know that Ukraine is not actually winning the war against Russia, it could be time to revisit some of the other slogans we've been assured are true and ordered to repeat. Are they, in fact, true? Did, for example, a racist white cop actually murder a man called George Floyd, a civil rights leader, in Minneapolis on Memorial Day of 2020. Now, we've been told that happened, told it relentlessly for more than 3 years. So at this point, we've been told it so much that pretty much everybody seems to believe it. And because everyone does kind of believe it, a small group of people has been allowed to make massive changes to American society. They include, but are not limited to, decriminalizing stealing, defunding the police, adding a new federal holiday to the calendar called Juneteenth, the ceasing of hiring all white men in corporate America, and of course, significantly, they also sent a cop called Derek Chauvin to prison for more than 40 years. he would be the racist white devil who murdered George Floyd. But the question is, did he actually murder George Floyd? And the answer is, well, no, he didn't murder George Floyd. And we're not guessing about that. We know it conclusively thanks to a new court case now underway in Hennepin County, Minnesota. The case was brought by a prosecutor there called Amy Sweezy. She's suing her boss. So the case is not actually about George Floyd or Derek Chauvin, but it tells you an awful lot about both of them. In her deposition, which you should read, Amy Sweezy describes a conversation that she had with the county medical examiner, Andrew Baker, right after George Floyd died. Quote, "I called Dr. Baker early that morning to tell him about the case and to ask him if he would perform the autopsy on Mr. Floyd." Sweezy recalls all this under oath in the deposition. Quote, "He called me later in the day on that Tuesday, and he told me that there were no medical findings that showed any injury to the vital structures of Mr. Floyd's neck. There were no medical indications of asphyxia or strangulation." Oh. In other words, George Floyd, according to the official autopsy, was not murdered. He died instead of what we used to call natural causes, which in his case would include decades of drug use, as well as the fatal concentration of fentanyl that was in his system on his final day. So this was not a killing. It was yet another narcotics OD in a country that courts more than 100,000 of them every year. The medical examiner clearly understood that and, in fact, articulated it. And Sweezy explains. "He said to me," she recalls in the deposition, "Amy, what happens when the actual evidence doesn't match up with the public narrative that everyone's already decided on?" And then he said, quote, "This is the kind of case that ends careers." In other words, everyone lied about it from the very beginning. The people who knew the truth hid the truth and allowed the revolution to proceed. Now they've been exposed. Now we know the truth. What happens next? Well, they're going to ignore it. The Biden administration just issued a long purple statement celebrating George Floyd's birthday. He's a martyr, despite the fact we know that he was not murdered. And by the way, Derek Chauvin is still languishing in jail for the rest of his life. So how do we respond to this? How do we respond to the truth once we have it? Well, Vince Everett Ellison seemed like a good man to ask. He's the author of Crime, Inc. He joins us now. Vince, thanks so much for coming on. So as with so many other stories, the origin of COVID, it's a blessing to have you. We now know what actually happened, but the question then is, what do you do with that knowledge? We know that the U.S. government, Tony Fauci, worked with the Chinese to create the virus that overturned the American economy. But, like, what do we do with that knowledge? What do we do with the knowledge that George Floyd was not actually strangled to death by a cop?
We have to acknowledge the people that gave it to us and why. See, George Floyd is the Democratic Party's prototypical black man. These are the black men they are trying to create. So George Floyd has to be elevated. He has to be celebrated. He's perfect to them. He was poor. He was uneducated. He was a drug addict. He didn't have a job. He was down there begging and crying and asking the white people to not kill him. To a white Democrat, this is the perfect black man. So he has to be elevated. Look, not a few days ago, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden celebrated hip-hop music. They had a celebration of hip-hop.
Hip-hop culture is America's culture. It is a genre. It is music and melody and rhyme. And hip-hop is also an ethos.
A music genre that calls the black man the N-word, calls women the W-word and the B-word, talks about misogyny, shooting police, smoking dope, selling dope, fighting, killing, acting a fool. They celebrated this genre. Why? Because this is how they see black America. They see us the same way they see George Floyd. And they have to make more of us because everywhere they rule, you know, John F. Kennedy stood in front of the Berlin Wall in the 60s and said, if you think that communism is great, let them come to Berlin. Well, if you think that the Democratic Party is great, let them come to Detroit. Let them come to Chicago. Let them come to St. Louis. Let them come to L.A., Portland, Seattle, Memphis. Anywhere where they rule, you will see George Floyd all over the place. And they're proud of them. In Baltimore, Maryland, they spend $21,000 per child for every child up there inside the school district. Not one school is proficient in math, science, or reading. But they keep it going every year. Why? Because they're producing George Floyd.
But
and
may
George
I,
Floyd's
wait,
vote for the Democrat
you,
Party.
But why would, so when most of us, you, me, I think all normal people look at George Floyd's life, you think this is a disaster. This guy never added anything. He took a lot in prison at least 8 times. I mean, his life was a tragedy at best. Why would you want more people like that?
Because he votes for the Democrat Party. And then he teaches his children to vote for the Democrat Party. And then these white Democrats can feel superior to him.
Yeah.
He can be controlled by them. Just like, think about an old slave plantation, Tucker, back in the day, how they wanted their slaves to act. Subservient, obedient, ignorant, you know, doing what he was told, not asking any questions, having a slave mind, being dependent on them. This is how they want black men to be in America. This is how they want the whole black community to be. This is why it started in the Civil Rights Movement. When Martin Luther King Jr. in his I Have a Green speech said, 100 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, the Negro is still not free. He said 5 times in that speech that we were not free. It turned the Declaration of Independence on its head, because in our Declaration of Independence it said that our freedom was an unalienable right given us by God. John Locke, in his Second Treatise of Government, said that an unalienable right is a right given from God. It is irrevocable, non-transferable, and unsellable. The government cannot touch it. It supersedes law. It supersedes the Constitution. However, King said that we was coming to government and to the white man for our right to be free. Even at the end of the speech, he said, on some certain day, we'll be free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we're free at last. He said in that speech, when will we be satisfied? He said, we will never be satisfied until justice rolls down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. That's a fancy way of saying never. And so black people heard that speech and said that we were not free here in America. And we make our children recite that speech every single year on King's birthday. And they say in that speech, the Negro is still not free. George Floyd was a slave in his mind. And the Civil Rights Movement caused him to be a slave in his mind. And today they're still marching. 60 years later, telling black people, you're not free. Beg for reparations. Beg for affirmative action. Kill your children in the womb. Cut off your child. You castrate your children. Let drag queens come into school and shake their behinds in your children's faces. Run God out of the public square. And then they end up like George Floyd. But the one thing they do consistently is they vote for the Democrat Party, and the places where George Floyds live, they stay in absolute power.
That's a pretty dark explanation. So you're saying that the Democratic Party as an organization intentionally degrades black people to keep them compliant and obedient.
Oh, yes. In my book, Crime, Inc., I talk about one of the main things they do, like the mafia and organized crime. They humiliate black people. They demoralize them. It's a Marxist construct. They demoralize their people. They beat them down. They tell them that they're victims. Well, it was Martin Luther King Jr. that said, they tell you to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Well, how can you pull yourself up by your bootstraps when you're bootless? You know, he told us we were bootless. You know, you have black preachers, and you've heard, you know about my iron triangle, the black preacher, the black politician, the black civil rights worker. They go into the black community. Consistently, you're a victim. You're oppressed. The country hates you. Well, see, I look at them and I say, I'm a black man, but I cannot be oppressed. You know why? Because I'm a child of God. I'm an heir of Jesus Christ. I cannot be a victim. Why? Because I'm an heir of Jesus Christ. I'm a child of God. I cannot be a victim. See, they tell these people to go against their religion and their basic ideology, because most black men say they're Christians, right? But then they walk around saying, I'm oppressed. I'm a victim. I'm afraid. 365 times in our Bible, they tell us to fear not. Yet they walk around saying they're afraid in the United States of America. LeBron James said he's afraid. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar said he's afraid. Kaepernick said he's afraid. Well, I'm a black man in America, and I'm not afraid of a damn thing. I don't ask for permission in my own house. America is my home. So as they walk around here crying, talking about I'm frightened, I'm afraid, I can't make it, please help me, I tell them they stink in my nostrils. They're an affront to God. The flip side of white male intimidation during the civil rights was also black male cowardice. They laid down and let them beat them, slap them around, rape their wives and their children. Well, no, not me. Never me. I'm a free man. I live in the United States of America. They say it's an honor to be, that there's white supremacy and that white people have some type of privilege. Well, as I said before, it is a privilege to be white. But But it's also a privilege to be black. And it's a privilege to be an American. And it's really a privilege to be a Christian in the United States of America, the greatest country on the face of this earth. And they're not going to make a George Floyd out of me. I stand up strong. I look them in the eye. And I say, I'm a free man. My freedom comes from God. It's an unalienable right given to me by him. You cannot touch it. And if you try it, I got two things that'll get you off of me. Jesus and my 38. Come try me out.
So the Democratic Party used BLM as a domestic militia in the last presidential cycle, 2020, to defeat Donald Trump. Do you expect something like that to happen again?
Well, you see how they use the same tactics as Iran. Iran has Hezbollah and Hamas as their militias. And the Democratic Party uses BLM and Antifa as theirs, throwing the rock and hiding the hand. Of course they're going to do it. They've always done it. Even at the beginning, they used the Ku Klux Klan for the military ring. Now they're using BLM, they're using Antifa, they're using NAACP, and they're their suicide bombers. They're their shock troops. They're their brown shirts. They're their street soldiers. And they're going to go out there, and I guarantee you, Tucker, they're going to look over all the black-on-black violence. They're going to look over all the black men killing black men. They're going to look over all the snatching grabs and all the burning and all the fighting and looting and acting a fool. And they're going to find one crazy white cop that's going to do something to some crazy black man, and then they're going to try to burn this country down for it. That's their plan. That's their template. I hope America's ready for it because it's coming. And it always works for them. It always works because the press and everybody's just waiting. Oh, they're on the starting line just waiting for it. And as soon as they find that golden teal, watch them go crazy with it. BLM is going to start getting their money from the Democrat Party because that's who they get it from. The same way that Hamas gets their money from Iran. BLM gets their money from the Democrat Party. And BLM does not stand for Black Lives Matter. It stands for burn, loot, and murder. And that's what we should call them from now on.
Vince Everett Ellison, Bible in the 38. It's great to see you today. Thank you very much.
All right. I thought you'd appreciate that.
Yeah. No, I, you know, that's a great point that he brings up. It's because it's like, it's true. You know, right now, the Democrats, the government, the powers to be, they want us to ask for help. They want us to be in positions to where we're begging them to help us because they know when we're in those positions that they have power over us. I mean, that's a good point that he made. I had never, you know, really thought about why the Democrats who seem to be the ones they talk the most about, you know, these communities and doing the most for them, but yet they truly do the least to improve them. You know, I mean, what programs has Brandon put into place in his administration to help the communities that have so much poverty in them and they're so ran down and with all the crime. He's done nothing. It's like everything's gotten worse. So, I mean, people need to start looking at that. I mean, the proof is always out there. You know, when people talk about that Trump did nothing for this country, that he did, it's like, or that he did bad things? Like, no, show me. Tell me what he did that was so bad. I will admit he was duped by the, you know, COVID agenda and did things he should have never done. You know, he should have never shut down businesses and things like this. But you know what? I'm not going to blame him for those things because that was unprecedented what happened. I mean, those of us that research and, you know, we saw through it real quick. It still was, you know, I was even a little bit cautious right there in the beginning. I was like, whoa, you know, wait a minute. And, you know, but
But no, I'm not going to blame him for all that. I do blame him for continuing to let, you know, Fauci speak, but, and promoting the jabs, the injections. But like I said, that's just his, he is not a educated person regarding, like, health. He's one of these that just follows suit with what the doctor says, you know, and the whole allopathic medical community. You know, he's all in with it. So I don't know if he is anymore. I guess, I don't know. He probably is still pretty much. But anyway, I mean, the proof is out there. If they just truly look at everything, but that's the problem, you know, they won't. These people don't like to look at the truth, because then
it requires
then
work.
Would have to, yeah, they'd have to. Well, that and they would have to accept that they were wrong. You know, they would. They don't want to see the truth. So then they'd have to fess up. So, you know, the country was better off when Trump was in. So, I mean, we were before this freaking COVID agenda thing happened, this PSYOP, the economy and everything was going pretty well, at least from what I remember. So, I don't know. I still now didn't. Did Trump get have they all been dropped against him yet, or are they still ongoing? I thought they just dropped a couple of them.
They're still going. Don't worry, they're still going.
Shit. Like in Broccoli Man, like they were talking about. You know, they're going to do everything they can to prevent the election in 2024 from being fair and legit. So, I don't know. Yeah, what you brought up about the 7-year peace thing, I always forget about those things. It's like, because you just, you know, you still wonder about the mark of the beast, too. You know,
they're going to need something spectacular to get the whole world on the same page.
Yeah, I know. I know Mike Adams was talking about how they used, you know, the COVID thing to get a lot of them. But now he said they're using the war thing to, like, get the right side and the Christians and all that. He said now they're going after them with this war thing. And I said, yeah, that's kind of true. Because, you know, they're showing all the stuff going on with Israel, and they're making it look like it's, you know, it's terrible. I wish I knew when the last time was that there was actually, like, truth in journalism and that we were actually seeing, I don't know, maybe it's never existed, you know? Maybe we only thought it ever existed. Maybe it never has. Because don't you remember? And who knows? I don't even know if this is true, but I remember in some of the movies I've watched about the Holocaust, the Germans. I mean, they were doing a PSYOP back then. They were, you know, showing video, you know, showing news of
how life was, how they, you know, they were showing what they wanted people to see of how life was, when in the background, you know, they're over here killing all these other people. So, you know, they were faking things back then. So who knows? But I do think we did have some truthful journalists. And we have a few. I think Tucker Carlson is truthful. I think Lara Logan, shares the truth. I think Megyn Kelly does. You know, I think there's a few of them out there, but in the past, I think there were probably more than there are now, that's for sure. But there's just such a divide. I don't know how people, I don't know how the divide has gotten so great. I really don't.
Well, when people don't want to educate themselves, then that's what you get. So we've become lazy.
And just people are in general, they're not as nice anymore. And I don't know. It's just.
Well, you know the rule, though. Weak men create bad times. And then bad times create strong men. Strong men create good times, and then good times create weak men. So we're in that cycle.
Yeah. True. Oh my gosh, the Kamala thing. I mean,
I don't know it.
Whenever she was talking on that video with Tucker Carlson and that guy, didn't you hear her run? Did you not realize that was her?
About the rap music and stuff.
We're a hip hop country. I'm like, she's like, we're hip hop. We always have been. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, really?
Yeah. So in 1793, we were a hip hop nation.
Yeah. I don't think she quite understands what hip-hop is. Somebody needs to.
I don't think Thomas Jefferson was thinking about hip-hop.
No. No. Somebody definitely needs to school her in what hip-hop is.
Well, yeah, they know better. They just know that the average fool will believe that because they're not going to fact-check that.
Does she really have people that are fans of her?
I guess.
I would really like to see her audience. Like, I'd like to watch her audience one of these days, see how they react to her. I don't know. Funny.
Probably kids in college or something.
Yeah, probably. I mean, she was just. It's truly embarrassing. So embarrassing. Especially when somebody looks into her past and everything. But they're both put in there for a reason. That's for sure.
Yeah, well, they haven't talked recently about Big Mike. Ooh. Michael Robinson Obama. They haven't really brought that person up recently.
No. I started to say, there's still no real talk about her.
Well, behind the scenes, that pronoun really does not want to share a home with Barry Satoru. They are living totally separate lives.
Really?
Yeah, they don't hang out that much.
Well, I mean, I guess you're right. They don't really show them together that much. That's true.
Yeah, you didn't see Barry on that Ellen show. You only saw Michael sloshing on the Ellen show.
Yeah, that's true. But I didn't watch the Ellen show, but I know what you're talking about. I heard about it. So I guess I didn't really, I guess the Ellen show is still on. Yeah.
I don't think it is.
I thought
it got canceled because too many employees came out and talked about the bad working conditions.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, behind the scenes, Ellen didn't really get along with many people.
Ah. Interesting. Well, it doesn't surprise me.
Liberals don't really get along with too many people, though, do they?
No. You know, they're good for show, but, yeah. They try to keep the backstage part all. So I don't. So who do you think if they do something to keep him out, to keep him from running, who do you think they'll put in for the Republican Party?
Whoever can take a dive for Governor Grusom.
You're thinking he will be the Democratic candidate?
I don't think that Michael is interested. And I don't think they'll drag Big Mike out unless they know that they could steal it.
Yeah.
But Grusom over someone like Nikki Haley, that's a hard sell to get people like me to vote for Nikki Haley, because I won't do it.
I know. I mean, the only
I could stomach DeSantis.
Yeah.
Ramaswamy's probably one election away, but I would take him if I had to. No one else on that stage interests me even remotely.
I heard something, though, about Vivek that made me a little nervous. And I'd have to go back and look it up again. But is he pretty tied into the pharmaceutical companies? Is that what I'm hearing?
He is a pharmaceutical CEO, but I have no idea what he does. So I can't hold it. Just because he owns a company doesn't mean that I can hold it against him.
Yeah, well, no, that's true. But, yeah, I don't know. I know how Indians are about medicine and stuff. But
to me, he just needs to prove himself. That's Vivek, if he finishes second, it's no loss to anybody, because then he can come out in 4 years if we're still having elections.
Right.
And
that's
he
true.
Can keep himself in the news and he'll be okay. But he's not ready to beat Trump. Nobody is.
No.
Except Michael, because Michael Robinson Obama is a very nice lady.
Yeah, no, I can handle DeSantis, but Nikki Haley, no way.
I think that's who the fake news would really push on us.
Well, and you know, they have to realize too, you know, what might be worse than a weak man running our country to deal with all these other countries. I mean, although I have to admit, Spain has had a, I don't know if I should even say that, but I don't know how serious a lot of other countries would take us if there was a woman as president. I don't know.
The only thing is that a... See, I think someone like a Tulsi Gabbard would be okay because they're not looking
yeah.
for war.
No,
but if you have somebody that is war-oriented,
And
Tulsi Gabbard is former military or is current military.
Yeah,
so
exactly. She's a strong woman. Yeah.
That.
Yeah, she's a strong woman. But I can't see somebody like Nikki Haley. No, none of them. No, I can't even see him. Now, I will say Hillary Clinton. I don't know that she's a weak woman. She's not a good woman. You know what I mean? I would never have wanted her as a president. Oh, my God. That's a scary thought. She would have freaking mandated vaccines, all kinds of vaccines. It would have been outrageous.
Well, I'm not even – the vaccines, the gene therapies would have been the least of my concerns. She wants to mandate camps.
Oh, good grief. Yeah, she needs to be put in a camp herself.
That doesn't exist.
Yeah, exactly. Just need to make one for her. So, did I talk about, did I already cover the, the high wire Del Big Tree. Did I talk about the?
No.
The CDC is actually they're going to be investigating the aluminum in vaccines because it seems like it appears that there may be a link between aluminum in vaccines and asthma. Imagine that. I mean, you know, it just blows my mind what they think is okay to put in these vaccines. I mean, it's just crazy.
Well, it's only okay until they get caught. And then if they get caught, then that's a whole different can of worms because can they put it back to bed?
Yeah,
Can they receive enough payment to make it go away? And sometimes they can, sometimes they can't.
Very true. Very true. I was listening to, I think the guy's name is Dr. John Campbell. He was interviewing what he feels, he says, is one of the most brilliant doctors in the world. And this doctor, wait, that's not the right one. This doctor had done some research on vaccines. He's been around, you know, a long time in the industry and done a lot. And anyway, I can't find it right now. I thought I had him, but oh yeah, there, that is it. Okay. Anyway, the guy was saying that, so he's done so much research on like vaccines. And he said what he has found out is that, and he's not just talking about like the COVID, he's talking about vaccines in general. And he said, you know, they never, in his opinion, they weren't that fantastic. So he said what he has found out, he said, you know, your typical vaccine, what it does is it teaches your body, gets your body to create antibodies against whatever you're vaccinated with, okay? So that's how they work. They get your body to create antibodies. And then he said what basically your innate immune system does is, he said, you know, it's the first line of defense are your T cells. You know, T cells they don't necessarily have to, they're not like specific. They're just going to protect you against everything. So, you know, against cancer, against viruses, against that. They're there to fight. They're there to help you with everything. So he said, you know, when a person has a high level of T cells, they're going to stay pretty healthy. So basically he found out that the T cells are way more important than the antibody responses. So he's been doing some testing, and it's harmless testing. It's not something that, you know, could be harmful to people. So he's been taking a certain elderly population, and he's testing this out. And basically, I think Dr. John said that it's some sort of bacteria that he takes, and he basically, I think he neutralizes, kills it or something to where it can't, like, make the person sick. So he injects this bacteria into their body, and it causes their T cells to react. And what he's noticing is when he does this, these people, he said, when he started doing this, he noticed that the people were no longer getting like colds and flus like they typically would do. So what he's realized is that this little injection that caused the T cells to react actually are like increasing their T cell production. So he's trying to figure out ways that can help the body to produce more T cells all the time, because he said the T cells are way, way more important than like the antibodies. So it was very interesting. I was like, wow, you know? And that is brilliant what he's talking about, because just think of it. He's not being specific in regard to, oh, we got to create something for this and for this and for that. And it's like, no, you focus on giving the body something that it can just do better, and it will protect you against all those things. So, I mean, that, when I heard that, I was like, oh, wow. I'm like, that is so awesome. So I've got to dig in. I've got to go back and do some more research on that, because I want to get, you know, I want to get the information, the studies, and look at them and see actually what he is doing, what he injected into him. Because I think that is so cool. And they did talk a little bit about, you know, he did talk a little bit about the mRNA vaccines and that. He said they're a disaster. He said they are a disaster, what the damage that they're going to be able to cause. So it's just, and once again, here's this doctor. He is brilliant in his industry and has been sought after, you know, he's spoken for years. People have listened to him. And when he spoke up, he was one of them that spoke up about COVID. And guess what? He's the black sheep now. Nobody wants to listen to him anymore. I mean, isn't this crazy? And here he is finding out what I was just explaining to you, something that seems extremely positive, and it's probably going to get ignored. So, and we know why, because think about it. If it's something that simple that could cause our body, you know, to have this response to where we can be healthier and everything, there's not going to be enough money made. You know, it's not going to produce enough profit. So that's what people have to understand. It's like, you know, if they don't want you to be healthy, they
there's no money in that.
You know, no. I mean, my Lord, that's what runs this world is the pharmaceutical industry. They own everything, insurance companies. Like, people, please, freaking wake up. Ah, gee.
Well, if you remember my story from earlier this year.
Oh, yeah.
The doctor, every doctor in there told me that there was a 99% chance I was losing at minimum 1 foot, possibly 2 foot, and 1 leg.
Oh.
And that was a done deal.
Yeah.
And they said the what I wanted to do, there's no way in the world that I would come back from that. So just give it up and just accept it. Stop living in the past. That's what one doctor told me.
Mm.
And then I was healed 3 months later. And then that doctor, the doctor that was in the hospital, yelled at my at the doctor that I regularly see and said, "You're the doctor. You don't let your patients do what they want to do." And my doctor said, "But he's completely healed. He's 100%. He knew what he was doing. But you're the doctor. You need to tell him what to do. And he needs to listen and respect you." She was pissed that she didn't get to do the surgery.
Oh, my goodness. I would have her all over social media saying, no way would I ever step foot in
this doctor's
office. 9 out of 10
people would just listen to that and accept it, though.
Yeah. True. No, it's true. And you know, and that's what happens so much with cancer, because nobody hears about the stories of people that have, you know, conquered it without chemo and radiation, have conquered it on their own, have conquered it with, you know, changing their life. It's like, you know, people, when you have cancer, you can't just continue to do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. Hello, Einstein told us that many years ago. You know, I mean, it blows my mind, the people that literally, you get cancer, and then they, you know, they do the treatment, and they get through it, and it appears that it's gone, but they don't change anything. They go back to doing everything the same, and it comes back.
Well, but the thing is that not only are they going back and eating the same junks and whatever, but they got chemotherapy, which means their immune system is now worse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's scary. It's, you know, there's a little gal, I don't know if I talked about this last week, but she's a friend, and she took the first shot, and she's one of these that she just, her doctor told her, "Oh, I think you should get it." So she got it, and God love her, she had a little bit of a reaction, and then she went back, you know, when it was time to get the second one, and she had told him and stuff, and he, "Oh, it's fine." So she got the second one, and she got much worse after the second one. You know, she was having a hard time breathing. You know, she was having chest pain and this kind of stuff. I know she finally contacted me, and I've had her do a couple things, and she said it helped. She just, and that was last year, but she just literally, it was last week or maybe the week before, I don't remember which, but I think it was last week, her son came home from school, found her passed out in the floor at home, and they obviously got her to the hospital. She's doing okay, but they're telling her, "Oh, you're in AFib." And I'm thinking, "Oh, really? Okay." And they're telling her, "Oh, you're going to have the ablation, you know, to fix your AFib." And I'm thinking,
these freaking doctors are not even talking about. You know, they know, and I doubt they even ask her. You know, the first question right now, when anybody has anything like this happen, the first question that the doctor should be asking, have you had the injection? Have you had the gene therapy? And none of them do it, because I guarantee you right now, I guarantee you she's got myocarditis. I have no doubt in my mind, because that is one of the symptoms. And so I just, I'm going to try to talk to her. She's in the hospital, but I don't, you know, I don't want to upset her too much. I mean, because myocarditis is just, it's not something, I don't know. I'm not going to say it's something that can't be, that the body can't heal, because the body is miraculous, and it absolutely can, you know, it can heal whatever it wants to. I mean, all memories have, all cells have memories. So when they say myocarditis is definitely a done deal, you know, that you can't fix that, I don't know that I'm going to buy that. Yeah, I don't think you can fix it with allopathic medicine. No, they can't. There's no way. But I do think the body has the power, if you put the right things in it, that it could. It's maddening, all that goes on. And, of course, people, you know, they're going to look at you or me, somebody that tries to help them and talk about things they can do to just take control of their own lives and their own health. And you guys are doctors. And it's like, yeah, no, I'm not. And I'm glad I'm not. You know? Oh, geez. Thank God I wasn't brainwashed. So.
No, and I had my high blood sugar back then, but in order to be diabetic, you have to have two straight cycles of over 6.7 A1C, and I didn't have that. My second A1C was 6.1. So, if anything, I'm in pre-diabetic protocol right now. I'm way under the threshold for diabetes.
That's awesome. That's
not
awesome.
One metformin, not one insulin.
Yeah.
And everybody told me I was going to fail.
Oh. You know, isn't it sad that doctors demotivate people like that, discourage people? I mean, it just, and even with cancer, you know, somebody comes in there and they've got something pretty bad, and, you know, and they just sit there and tell, oh, you know, you're only going to live this much longer. And it's like, really? I mean, is that really what you want to say to them? You think that's really going to help their outcome? I mean, it's just...
Yeah, but they'll tell you if they ask you, I don't know anything about nutrition. I just know about these pills.
Yeah. Yeah. But speaking about the diabetes and these freaking people that are taking those injections, I think we talked a little bit about it last week, but... I listened to Dr. Brian Artis talk about that. And, you know, I have a couple customers, like I said, that are taking it. And the one was just in last week, got a really bad kidney infection again.
Oh, of course.
And it's like,
but
you know,
keep taking that metformin.
Yeah. No, she's doing the, like, not the Ozempic, but the other one that starts with a DM, I think. You know,
oh,
the
I don't
one
know
that's making
miles.
Everybody. So, you know, the ones that are making everybody lose all the weight. The diabetic injections.
I thought that was Ozempic.
Well, there is. But there's more than one.
Oh,
so
I don't know the other company.
So there's one that starts with an M. There's the Ozempic. And then there's other ones out there, like, that you can just order freaking online. So, but they're saying that, yeah, these things literally, they know they're going to cause thyroid cancer. It's causing, yeah, the issues with the kidneys. They said it's just, it's crazy. They said it's causing the body to literally, it cuts off the body's ability to know when it is full. So it causes that, it cuts off the communication or whatever. So they're saying what's happening, obviously people don't, when they're taking the injections, it makes them to where they don't want to eat. They're not hungry. A lot of people throw up. They're saying a lot of people are going to get stomach cancer because it's really horrendous to the organs in the body. And so they said when the people do stop taking it, that literally their bodies can no longer tell. Like when they start eating again, when they want to start eating, they can no longer tell when they're full. So they're just going to want to eat and eat and eat. And it ruins the metabolism of the body. I mean, it's just a disaster. But these people are just doing it. And I just, it's not. But I told you, did I tell you guys about, and I hope she's okay. Dear God, I hope she's okay. I need it to check and see. But another friend of a friend, she had ordered these because those injections are like stupid expensive. So unless you're a diabetic, you can't afford to just get them. And the diet, you have to have diabetes in order for the insurance companies to cover it now. So there's other companies that you're able to order this stuff from online. So she had ordered some, and she was giving herself the injections. Well, she had company over, I guess it was about a week and a half ago, and this person was a doctor that she had over, the friend, and she said, oh, by the way, I need to give myself the injection, but she said, it's kind of hard for me to do it. Would you mind doing it for me? And they said, sure. They gave her the injection and somehow gave her 10 times the dose she was supposed to have. So she was in the hospital, and I, like I said, I need to call and check on her. Last week, she was in the hospital fighting for her life because her freaking organs are shutting down. And I'm thinking, and this person was in the medical field, and they gave her 10 times too much. So, I mean, people really need to reevaluate what's important in their lives. I don't know. I guess I'm don't want to sound judgmental or anything like that, but I.
No, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But the thing is that most people just blindly listen to their doctor, and we learned that with COVID.
Yeah. Well, and the issue too with society is, they don't want to do things, you know, they don't want to discipline themselves and actually eat the right foods and, you know, do the right things. They just want that magic pill or that magic shot to let them drink as much as they want and, you know, eat whatever they want.
Oh, I still eat. I eat in spurts, though. I could still throw down at a buffet. The only thing is that I'm not putting any carbs in my body.
Oh my gosh, I eat carbs all the time. That's not all I eat. So.
Well, yeah, but for someone that was that's still in blood sugar checking protocol, I can't carve out like that.
Yeah, well,
I might have some boiled potatoes or a baked potato. Those I'll eat.
Yeah.
I won't do pasta. I won't do rice.
Yeah.
Wheat. I won't.
Well, that's not. Yeah, that's fine. I understand that. Sure. Those are kind of like complex carbs, yeah. No, simple carbs, whole foods like fruits and vegetables, you know, that's what I mainly mean as far as carbs when I'm eating.
I love baked potatoes.
I do a ton of potatoes and vegetables. That's like my favorite thing to eat.
Yeah, potatoes are my favorite. I love purple potatoes, though. Those are my favorites.
Yeah, I haven't seen those this year much. Now that I think
about it. I only see the miniature versions. I don't get to see the big ones. I've only seen them a couple times at one of the markets.
Yeah, I've never seen the big ones, I don't think. So, but, did you ever try celery juice?
I wouldn't say I've juiced celery, but I've tried to juice it, I guess, in a smoothie where it's only celery.
Yeah.
See, I'm not a juicer because I like the fiber.
Right. I understand that. But there's something about celery juice. But, I mean, I guess you could just eat the celery. But the only thing is, there are times, I mean, yeah, juicing is not something you want to do all the time. I mean, that's not, you know, juicing is more for detoxing and healing. It's to be used more like a medicine, you know? So when you're trying to, I think, have some changes in the body and that, I think they're good. So every once in a while, I will do the celery juice. I'll do I always do my fresh squeezed orange juice in the morning, but I will also then every once in a while, like for a week, do celery juice every day as well. And celery juice is amazing. It has not the best tasting thing in the world. I tell people, throw in a green apple if you want to, because it does have that bitter aftertaste. But it's got, you know, the special salts in it that are really good for the body. And I can really tell a difference when I do it. So, like I said, it's not for every single day, but it's good to do once in a while. I know a lot of people that have healed their body with like high blood pressure and just different things. They've just something good for people that don't like to do the fruit juices. So
no, I forced myself to start eating avocados more this year. I'm not really an avocado fan, but I realized the fats involved and the health benefits. So I've been trying to force them in.
Yeah, avocados are good, but there are some bad ones. I mean, as long as you've got a nice, good, ripe avocado, they're delicious. There was a salad. I'm trying to remember where I got the recipe from. I watched it on one of the cook shows, I think. It was delicious. But it took chopped up avocado, and you took like in the oven, you sliced an onion and in thick slices and laid it on a, you know, parchment paper. And then you took like corn on the cob. And what else was in there? I think chili relleno peppers or whatever, and you roasted them in the oven, and then you chopped it all up and mixed it with the chopped avocado and garlic, and I'm trying to remember what all was in it, lime. It was delicious. It was a really, really good. It was kind of like a, you know, it wasn't just your standard guacamole. It had the like the corn, street corn, and I roasted street corn and the peppers and stuff, and it was pretty tasty.
See, so. People ask all the time, I guess, what kind of foods did you eat a lot as a kid that you don't eat now? And I don't know if it's because I just never really liked the taste of it after I was like 15, or if it's because 97% of the world's produce of it is GMO, but corn, I just do not like corn.
Oh, yeah, no, I will only eat if I do corn. It's got to be organic, and I'm still even a little bit leery of organic corn. So,
but my dad is a vegetarian that hates vegetables. So it was either a can of green beans or a can of corn every single day.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I tell people all the time. Corn is not a vegetable. You know, corn is a starch. Corn is not a vegetable. So many people, you know, they'd fix. I remember, you know, growing up, I remember a lot of people would fix meat, potatoes, and corn. And it's like, corn is not a vegetable, guys. Come on. You know? So, no, it's true. Corn really doesn't have, I guess maybe it's roughage. Yeah, corn does not have any really nutritional benefits. So.
Allegedly, it's okay in fiber.
Yeah. That's all, which is fine. But you're right. I mean, I don't know what percentage, but I would say 90% of it is genetically modified. Absolutely.
It's one of those things that got burned out for me, because that's my dad has corn to this day, probably like 3 or 4 times a week.
Oh my goodness. Jeez. Yeah, no, I think that's probably one of the unhealthiest. Well, I don't know. I guess, I don't know. But I think, vegetarian diet, if they're not whole food plant-based, they can sometimes be more dangerous than, you know, a lot of other diets. So, all this fake vegetarian food is definitely not on the healthy side. You know, when the Beyond brats and burgers and all that came out, I tried them and they were really good. But then I started looking at the ingredients and I was like, whoa. I was like, these things are not healthy in any way, shape, or form. I mean, you know, they're loaded with oil and just.
We were talking about the bratwurst?
Yeah. The Beyond brats.
The Beyond brats?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, I know bratwurst generally is loaded with sodium nitrites, which I won't touch.
Yeah. I mean, you can get them made without it, but no, these are, they're the Beyond burgers. They have Beyond brats. And I'm going to be honest with you, the brats, to me, taste way better than the burgers. I mean, the brats, you could cook them and give them to somebody that eats a meat brat, and I swear they wouldn't know the difference. I mean, they were that good. But I'm telling you, if you pull up Beyond brats and you look at them and then you look at the ingredients, like, ugh. It's just, it's got lots of oil, and it just, I mean, there's, I don't know. I think somebody would have to do a study to see how I don't know which would be worse for the body, those or regular brats. I have no idea, but I am.
I'm okay with like a vegetable mashup burger, like a Dr. Prager, because an artichoke spinach burger, those are pretty tasty, but I won't do anything that has to try to be a fake burger. I'll do a vegetable burger, but not a fake burger.
Yes, exactly. No, I think it's Red Robin that they literally have. I think that they make theirs in-house to where it's just like ancient grains and vegetables and stuff, which, yeah, to me, that's fine. But, no, when they throw all this texturized protein and, you know, all this other stuff in there, it's like, uh-oh. Not a good idea. But, yeah, there's a little vegetarian cafe in Carbondale, Illinois, called Long Branch. And they make their own vegetarian burger in-house. It's really good. So, but I like that one. And I'm trying to think of a few other ones. There's been a couple other ones, but I agree with you. And I think they taste better when they make them homemade. I made one from, I was watching the Food Network, and Mrs. Brown, I'd have to look it up again, but she made one with beans and it had beets. I'm trying to remember what all was in it, but it was really good. So I'll do that one again. But I think that's probably one of the things eating, because I grew up eating a lot of them. But I loved a good hamburger. So that is one thing I still crave once in a while, for sure. Good hamburger and french fries. not a healthy food combination, but sure does taste good together. So
I never really got into, like, I like turkey, but I'm not really into turkey burgers.
I like turkey burgers, but I always liked, I prefer the white breast. Like, when it's ground turkey, I prefer the ground turkey breast over just ground turkey. A lot of times, just the ground turkey to me tasted, I don't know, gamey.
See, my favorite of the turkey is deep fried turkey thighs.
Oh, yeah.
Or I will substitute air fried turkey fries, or air fried turkey thighs. I'm having hiccups. But I've learned how to air fry turkey thighs in my air fryer, and they do come out pretty tasty.
Do you, like, put a breading or anything on them, or what do you do?
If I have a panko style that has no high fructose corn syrup in it, I might lightly coat it.
Okay. And you just, and the air fryer will cook it all the way through?
Yeah. 25 minutes aside. And I just season it how I want. And if there's good breading, I'll use it. If not, then I won't.
Huh. I know my kids use those a lot. I've got one. I don't use it much. So I think they used it as a toaster more than anything. But I'd have to try that.
Well, it's almost that time of year to put some turkey thighs in the air fryer.
Yeah, I used to make a turkey meatloaf when the kids were home, because it had lots of vegetables in it. It was a great way to get vegetables down kids. You put a bunch of, I think it had a bunch of spinach and carrot, and you chopped it all up and sauteed it, and you mixed it in so they didn't even know it was in there. And it was quite good.
See, I learned how to sneak vegetables into lasagna.
Now, how would you do that? Because wouldn't they see them? Or did you grind them up?
Oh, I didn't have to grind them, but never really argued about things like broccoli.
Yeah, I started to say, yeah, mine weren't too picky either. So
the spinach, they live with. The broccoli, they didn't argue about. They liked it. My kids never really argued about vegetables.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I think what's happened today is that parents are so busy that they compromise and just are, they basically just give in and don't fuss with the kids about what they should and shouldn't eat. And,
well,
you know,
that's half of it. Then you have the other half where at some point before they go to junior high school, they learn that meat is murder and to become a vegan.
Yeah.
Well, both of my kids went through that when they were in the fourth or fifth grade. I forget which. But then when they hit that fifth grade or whatever, yeah, they were straight vegans. I've heard rumor that they're both now vegetarians and not vegans.
Yeah, my kids never did that, but I don't know. I know, I guess, well, and partially, I guess part of it was probably for me. I know I was, I guess when the youngest was still here, I was pretty much becoming a vegetarian. So when she went off to school, to college, she ended up doing the same. So I think she's still primarily vegetarian, but the oldest isn't anymore. They all tried it for a little while. But I know it's hard whenever the whole family isn't doing it. So, which is fine.
Oh, my parents never really cooked meat, though. They let us have meat if we went out. Like, we lived here in Las Vegas as kids, and they would let us go to the buffet, and we would have whatever meats we want there. Other than that, we would have hot dogs or bologna sandwiches. Or tuna, cans of tuna we could do, too.
Yeah.
But there was no, like, cooking steaks or cooking chicken or anything elaborate.
So, are they healthy, your parents?
That's all relative, I guess. They're still alive.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like my mom, God love her. She's her health isn't great, but she, and she's one of those that was one of those great cooks. You know, she could cook pretty much anything, but she also smoked the majority of her life. Now she's been 10 years smoke free now. So I don't know how much the smoking contributed versus the food, but she did eat a lot of, you know, she used a lot of butter and she ate your typical, cooked a lot of meat. I'm telling you, she could cook great food. She still can. So she makes the best dumplings in the world. But like I said, I don't
know.
How old
are my parents? My parents are 75 and 71.
Okay, well, yeah, my mom's, I think, 76. My dad's health isn't so great, but he took one of those shots. So
yeah,
I think that's probably why. I think he took two shots, actually. Thank God he didn't take any more.
Yeah, I look at it like my parents are still alive. They made it to their 70s. They're still together. I don't have anything to complain about.
Yeah. I agree.
In this day and age, we'll take it. They've been together. Yeah. They've been married for, what, 52 years next month?
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That's great. So you grew up in Vegas. pretty much
mixed
been there
between
your whole
New
life?
York and Las Vegas. I went back and forth a few times.
Oh, okay. Oh, New York. I don't know. I don't know.
Liberalism wasn't that bad in the 70s.
Well, that's true. I've never actually been to New York, but I know, I guess Giuliani improved it. I think when he, you know, was running things, I think the city was doing pretty well. And actually, I guess it was doing okay. I think it was doing okay before COVID hit, wasn't it, or was it?
Doomberg. Mayor Doomberg really didn't destroy the city all that much. But whoever that communist was after, I forget it, that person's name.
Oh, yeah, the one that got in trouble?
The one that thought he was running for president and got 0% of the votes. I'm not talking about Doomberg. De Blasio, that's it.
Yeah.
De Blasio, it was terrible under him.
Oh, my gosh. Right. Yeah, it's good to see him gone. Well, but his replacement isn't much better. Lord.
No.
So. It's,
yeah, his replacement doesn't seem like that much of an evil person, but same agenda.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, and meanwhile in Missouri, I don't know. You know, it's funny because Missouri seems to be okay, but all except for St. Louis. It's like the city part of St. Louis. Oh, it's awful. Definitely liberals running it. And that's...
There's not that many big cities that liberals don't run.
That's true.
What, Dallas, the mayor switched to Republican, and the mayor of Las Vegas during COVID switched to independent?
Oh, really?
From being a Democrat? What's that?
Oh, in Vegas they did that?
Vegas and North Las Vegas, yeah. They both were Democrats, and they switched parties to... So North Las Vegas switched parties to Republican. The Las Vegas switched to an independent because they did not like our governor, Shitzak.
Huh. Interesting. But, yeah, I wonder what's up with that. Why are they so liberal? I don't get that.
Because you have people that are strictly trying to keep their jobs, they're just over broke and don't own anything and have no intention of owning anything. They're all about just having a flashy lifestyle and a job that they don't read anything. So they just have brain dead jobs and they have to work. And they can only make money for their lifestyle. They don't have savings. So in the country, you don't have to make as much money because the cost of living isn't that high, and that's where you have your families and it's just a different lifestyle.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I still look every week. I look up to see if there's been any other properties come up for sale that's out in the country a little ways from here because, boy, I'm ready. Ready to get out in the country and get prepared. So, preparing will be for nothing, but... At least I'll be prepared if it's ever necessary. So, I just worry about our food supply. It's just getting awful as far as I watched a video clip of somebody was showing, like, they had, I don't know what brand it was, but you know how you have, like, your American cheese slices? They had taken a brand of one of them, and they put a lighter under it. It literally, like, burnt. It was flammable. It was burning. And then they had a real slice of, like, regular, you know, real cheese, and it was just melting. And I'm going, good grief. And then they took, you know, it just had a bunch of different things that they were doing like that. And I was like, wow. I mean, they found detergent or something in, like, ice cream. They poured, did they squeeze a lemon or something on it? It was, some of the things they were doing were, it was very interesting. And then they were saying that natural, like, supplements, natural vitamins, if you put them in the oven at a certain temperature, nothing will happen to them. They'll just stay there. But the synthetic ones, like, oh, they went berserk. People just don't know what. Oh, and there was baby food. It was like, I think it was like the baby food powder, the, like, formula stuff. They put them in a bag and they took a magnet, ran it through the whole thing, and then brought it all down into the corner. There was a bunch of these little, like, black metal things in it. They were teeny tiny, you know, it was like little just fragments. And so, I mean, you just gotta realize where, whenever we're eating food out, and, you know, whatever food we're buying, if you're not growing it and producing it, be aware you're digesting some crazy stuff probably. But I guess we're pretty resilient. Hopefully a lot of it doesn't get absorbed. But I just don't know how much. I mean, I just feel sorry for people that don't eat, like, whole foods, that don't eat, you know, lots of fruits and vegetables, because I doubt they're getting much nutrition. Seriously doubt it.
All right, I think it's time for bed.
Yeah.
It feels about 8:55. Oh, it is. It is 8:55.
Yeah, it is. It's 10:55 here. So, definitely my bedtime.
All right. Well, let me start closing up shop here.
All right. Thanks, Proof.
Well, thank you for being here.
Sure. Sure.
And we'll have you. Of course, we'll see you next week. Everyone else, please hold on. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive, and remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative, and I am Ruth.